Okay, you know how we usually send each other music and we get to check out each other's music and I get to line it up in a way that where the music flows, even though we have kind of a lot of different styles?
Yeah.
Well, we didn't have a chance to do that in case you didn't notice. What we want to try to do this week is like just basically surprise each other because you haven't heard my picks, I haven't heard your picks.
Okay.
And the other thing, and the way we're going to make it work is our producer, Saraya Mohammed, is going to choose the songs and the order of the songs. And then we can comment on them, and she's going to surprise both of us.
Ooh, okay, I like that.
You want to try it?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, let's do it. Saraya, hit it. From NPR Music, this is Out Latino. I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst in Mexico City.
Okay, what song is this?
This is Captain Planet featuring Chico Man, Un Poquito Más. I really like this. This is Captain Planet featuring Chico Man. It's from his upcoming Esperanto Slang. You know, all of my picks this week have a very throwback feel. And I'm not even talking about, like, I'm talking, not, you know, when people say throwback, a lot of times they're talking about, like, 70s, 60s. I'm talking about, like, really, like, way back when, you know. But this actually has, like, a more recent throwback feel. It's, like, very 90s Miami club. And I don't know, it's just a great song for the summer. Right, Felix?
Of course, I'm a fan of Chico Man. We met him at a Latin Alternative Music Conference about 4 years ago.
He's so good.
Yeah, he was a very nice guy. And he's very prolific because he puts out a lot of material. Okay, Soraya, what's next?
Oh, this is totally a Felix pick.
This is a new album from the group called Sante Le Ami. It's a French name. They are from Uruguay. This is called The Road by Maca Dub Mix. It's from their new album, Suramericana. What's gonna start?
Yeah.
totally a Felix pick. It's totally like, oh, I'm like a cosmic traveler wearing Andean pants. But it's also really danceable. You are changing. Just can't tell if it's for the better or for the worse.
Well, you know, you hit the nail right on the head. This is a dub mix of a song that's from their album, Sudamericana. The track is called The Road, and this is an electronically enhanced dub mix. Santé Les Amis is a group from Uruguay. They've become very popular in Uruguay, Montevideo, and the surrounding areas. And I was fascinated by them because I spent some time at the showcase for Uruguay musicians at South by Southwest this past April in Austin, Texas. And the variety and styles of the different music coming from that country is like South America's best kept secret, I think.
Absolutely. I mean, Uruguay has a really great music scene, really great influences, you know, really it stands out in the region for its African influences, you know, candombe. And they for a small country, they produce, you know, this massive amount and a great variety of music.
And these guys, if you listen to the rest of the album, it's very danceable. I think it's something that you would really enjoy, the entire album. I liked what I heard, but I really liked the way, of course, they mellowed it out a little bit and put all these other different electronic textures to it. So you hit it on the head. It is danceable and it is very Felix. So you're winning so far. Okay, what's up next? Drum roll, please.
Soon to be a mother of three in search of Lady Liberty. Instead, she's chained to a bed, bringing life into the world. Hauled off to the other side, leaving her babies behind. She
This is Marisa Ronstadt and the Know It Alls.
Sunrise, Poppy goes to work as she waits for her cartoons. Breaking news brings her to tears at the side she always feels.
That is Linda Ronstadt's cousin.
I was going to ask, yeah.
She's got a great new album out called Blueberry Moon. This track was written in 2010 in response to all the anti-immigration legislation that was going on in Arizona at the time, because she is from Arizona. She has since relocated, and she's part of the Southern California Chicano music scene now. I guess you would, her album, I guess you could say, is heavily influenced by R&B. It's more of an R&B album, and it has songs about immigration. It has songs about things that are happening in the Latino community. But there's also songs about being a new mother, about loving life, and all of the things that songwriters normally find good for topics to writing songs about. She's, I think, a very developing talent. Okay, I like her voice. I like the lyrics and some of the stuff that she's doing. And she's hanging out with some very interesting and the right people, I think. She's co-produced this album with Martha Gonzalez and Quetzal Flores from the band Quetzal. I'd be interested to know how much of an influence her cousin Linda Ronstadt was on her music in terms of songwriting, in terms of the musical influences and stuff. But maybe we'll find out sometime down the road.
What's happening?
Oh, man, how's that for a mood changer? This is post-punk from Spain, from a great compilation from my friends at Munster Records.
I knew it. Yes, I love them.
This is called La Oración, and the band is Desechables. This is like the guy at the party standing in the corner being loud and obnoxious while everybody else is drinking wine and chilling out. You think? This compilation is called Sombra, Spanish Post-Punk and Dark Pop, 1981 to 1986. If you notice, Jasmine, 1981 to 1986 is that period of time where I'm pretty much checked out listening to pop music. And a lot of the songs on the album reflect that kind of aesthetic that I wasn't really a big fan of. But what I am a fan of is the way this label puts together their compilations and puts things in a historical and cultural context to help us all understand a lot more the music that maybe we're afraid of or we don't like or we just never even paid attention to.
Well, and you know, when you think about it, like mid-80s, it's just this really interesting time in Spain. We've actually dedicated a whole show to this. If listeners haven't heard it yet, you should check out the show called A Dictator and the Music He Loved to Hate. And it was about kind of how what was happening in Spain, after Franquismo, la movida madrileña, like the explosion of cinema and book and, you know, everything, every cultural movement that had been held back by this really long, dark, terrible dictatorship just kind of exploded. And punk was definitely part of that aesthetic, of that. Just, you know, also Pedro Almodóvar came out of that and a lot of really great punk bands. So, you know, maybe I'm totally, like, the first kind of music I got into was punk. But even if you don't like punk, there's a really interesting history behind music like this.
Yeah, there are some things on there that I listened to the whole double CD set, and there are some things on there that, like, oh, my God, I don't think I'll be listening to that again. But, again, like I said, it does put it in a nice context, and I'm just waiting for the next compilation from those guys. And now we're waiting for the next song.
This is going to last. All of that bullshit is here today and gone tomorrow.
Felix, I picked this song thinking about you. This is Álvaro Díaz from Puerto Rico. This is the song Invisible.
A veces contesto mi mensaje, a veces no, a veces sonríe si te miro, a veces no, a veces pienso que debería de hablarte y dejar de comerme la mierda, pero es que soy un cobarde, pues ni te conozco, pero muero por tenerte, vivo por tu sonrisa y ruego por mi día de suerte, la última vez que te tuve de frente en la curva de tu sonrisa tuvo un accidente, fuck, no dije nada, la lengua estaba nerviosa, es como que te veo y cambio de color como Sammy Sosa, y hablo que el temor está cabrón, es como si tú fueses el cuarto cuarel y yo Lebrón. En este amor ciego a primera vista, camino pero sobre arena movediza. Contigo mi superpoder es ser invisible. Sueño con conocerte bien, responde el mensaje si es posible. Si me diera la oportunidad, te daría todo sin pensar. Llevarte en mi alfombra mágica, pasear por mi planeta, ya, yeah, con tal
There was a lot going on in that track lyrically.
Yeah, I picked it out because, you know, I know you're a huge jazz aficionado, and you actually influenced me into getting really into jazz. I love jazz now, although I'm hardly as knowledgeable as you are. And I love Álvaro Díaz. Álvaro Díaz is a really up-and-coming Puerto Rican rapper who's getting a lot of attention because he's great. Lyrically, he's really good. His samples are always really good. I mean, the jazz samples here, I just love when rappers mix with jazz, you know, because if jazz and hip-hop have a lot in common. And listeners who want to know a little bit more about that, our jazz correspondent, Patrick Jaranwetananan, he wrote a great article a while back about, you know, why hip-hop matters to jazz and why jazz matters to hip-hop. Just really fascinating, and I think it's just always really awesome when rappers use jazz samples. I also think Álvaro Díaz is someone to watch out for. I really believe he's like the next indie hip-hop star out of Puerto Rico. Initially I had kind of dismissed him as just another guy singing about girls and money and bling. But you know what? He really won me over because I was wrong. He actually sings about that. But he tells these really great stories about, you know, growing up and his mother and Puerto Rico. And he has a lot to say. And he's just someone who really won me over.
Do you think it's because there's a maturation process going on with him about the way he sees the world?
Well, I think it's a little bit of both. I think I'm allowed, as a music journalist, I'm allowed to first, you know, at first listen, not really like something. And then at second listen, just be like, wait, maybe I made a mistake there. I also saw him live. And he's just brilliant. A lot of the guys in hip-hop, you see them live, and they're not that good. It's all about production and studio time. And you see them live, and it's like a disappointment. But then when I saw Álvaro Díaz live, I was like, this guy's really talented. He's really good.
I would agree. Álvaro Díaz is somebody to keep an eye out for.
Okay, Soraya, what do you have next for us?
This is Alejandra Rivera from Canada and her album La Boca, and this is Goodnight Persephone.
27 steps back towards the light. Come on, Persephone, put up a fight, girl. It's a least that you could do. But it tastes so good with a needle and honey. When the sky unfolds, you wouldn't need any money. You could live off this like it's the end of the world. If you don't get up on your feet, myself at home here. But it seems so sweet, but then it comes down heavy by the time you come to the plane. Rock, rock, steady in the buzz of the pinball machine in the other room. You don't get up on your feet.
Scared I call.
Okay, Jasmine, Alejandra Rivera is somebody we've played before, and in fact, we've played her recently. We played her as recently as, I think it was January, but I'm playing her again because when we played the album last time, it was available only in Canada, and now the album's being released here in the United States, which means that it's available on all the usual retail and digital outlets. I really like her voice. I can't get enough of it, honestly. She writes and sings in English, Spanish, and French. She's from Montreal, and she lives in Montreal and Paris. Her father was Argentine. Her mother was Scottish. Like I said, I can't get enough of that captivating voice. And the more I listen to the record, the writing, and the arrangements, it just reflects a very deep musical vision that I'm a big fan of.
Felix, I think I know what song Soraya is going to play next because we only have one song left.
And what is it called? What's it going to be?
This is Dr. Stereo, and it's his mixtape, Éxitos en Castellano. Dr. Stereo, and it's his mixtape, Éxitos en Castellano. And I have to shout out to the friend of our show, Juan Data. He writes a regular column in remezcla.com about mixtapes. He shared this with us. It's such a good mixtape. And I love it because I've been getting really into music from the 40s and 50s, like very mellow music. And it's not a compilation of 60s or 70s or 80s music. It's really way back, like 40s, 50s, very swingy and very mellow as well. Juan describes it as dancing at your grandma's prom.
Colonia, tiempo de ser y voz, tiempo en que lo negro con voz repiqueteaba tambor. En el tiempo la colonia, tiempo de ser y voz, tiempo en que lo negro con voz repiqueteaba tambor.
Okay, Jazz, is this entire 25-minute mix just old school, just straight ahead old music? It's not remixed or redubbed or anything?
Yeah, don't worry. I'm not going to make you listen to 25 minutes of this. Is that what you're getting at?
No, I was excited because I would love to listen to 25 minutes of this. What you're hearing is music that's heavily influenced by Cuba in the 1940s and 50s. And it's a mixture of the Cuban big band and then the American big band that was happening in the United States. And so you have these big band style crooners, in this case singing in Spanish, and you can hear all the percussion, you can hear all the horn charts, all the things that was going on in the United States and how the Cubans and the Mexicans and all over Latin America during the 50s, they were incorporating this. This was the hip-hop of their generation.
Yeah.
This was the cutting-edge stuff. This was the stuff that was making everything, that whole social environment in their distinct countries, come alive. Can you imagine being in a nightclub and hearing a 22-piece orchestra just blaring this stuff right at you, and you're dancing, and you're having a good time, you're having drinks? This was the swinging stuff of the time.
Thank you.
este murmullo tan suave de mar. Trae en tus olas recuerdos de amores pasados que no volverán. Tú, que me has visto mil veces llorar, ven y dime dónde.
That's all we've got for this week's show, but the music always carries on and so does the conversation. Felix and I are always talking about culture, about music, about politics, about you name it, and we're having those conversations on our Facebook and on our Twitter. We're NPR's Alt Latino, and we love it when you participate.
NPR.org/AltLatino is where you can hear every song we've played on the show today, including this very, very cool 25-minute mixtape of old-school Latin big band. Love it. Thanks for bringing that in.
Oh, I'm so glad you liked it.
I'm Felix Contreras.
And I'm Jasmine Garst.
Thank you for listening. This has been Alt Latino.